If you want to be in with the program of Christ, we are not in the business of making war right now. We're going to make sons. And when the fullness of God's sons has come in, he's going to return. And then he will make war. It's going to be the shortest war in history. You heard of the Six-Day War. And of these war, you know, the War of 1812. That was another pretty short conflict. Jesus is going to make war over and done with one day. One day, the whole war will be complete. So swift will be his victory. You talk about blitzkrieg. As the lightning shineth from the east, even to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. It's like the way imagine the flash of lightning, the way the light travels. I mean, this is going to be at the speed of light. Verse 6, for this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render for therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And the idea is you keep your nose clean. There's no reason to be a fomenter of civil unrest. That is not our, what I say, when you see powers changing, take note, you know. You see the powers changing hands, because powers change. In this country, it goes from one party to the other. It goes from one movement to another, one group of people to another. Powers rise and powers fall. But we are, we are giving them their due, with nothing beyond. Honor to whom honor, fear to whom fear, custom to whom custom. So, verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. As far as the law goes, you know, a lot of those legal, you know, like I was saying about the law of, says you won't hate your neighbor in your heart, you rebuke your neighbor. That's love. That's fulfilling the law. Don't owe people, owe them love. You know what I mean? And it's that there's a way you love your neighbor, or you love your enemy. You love your enemy by, if he's hungry, you feed him. If he thirsts, you give him drink. Knowing that you're heaping coals on his head, though. But if he's cursing you, bless him. If he's persecuting you, bless him. If it's a smaller thing, though, if you see your neighbor in sin, well, rebuke. That's sometimes hard, because you know what? If you give rebuke, you can be set in scorn for it. Right? Don't be a holier than thou. Where you won't go associate with people. I mean mildly. I don't mean that you should, don't find yourself in the carousals of the wicked. But on the other hand, don't be so standoffish that you can't speak to people who are ungodly or have some dealings with them. Obviously, we don't join them in their wicked deeds, but we also do not treat them as though they are lepers. Verse 9. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If I was doing something wrong, I would want someone to come and let me know, especially if I didn't know. There's no point in harping on people who know what they're doing is wrong. There's really no point. If they are rebuked already, don't make yourself a target of their hatred necessarily. Depend on the Holy Ghost for the leading. Maybe you should rebuke them again. You know, maybe God wants you. Maybe you know they've been rebuked and you know that it would not be wise to do it again. Follow the Spirit. it will not lead you astray. No, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. As always, this is the Christian walk. This is what it means to put on Christ, is to become like him, right? And by faith, receive that as your calling and as your mission to put on Christ. By faith, I say, you know, as Abraham believed God and was counted to him for righteousness, believe God, and it will be counted to you for righteousness, and you will see that child born. Just, and what I mean is, you will see the manifestation of righteousness in your life the same way Abraham saw Isaac born of Sarah, who was way too old to have a baby. And knowing the time, that it is now high time. The word time is, you know, the season. And high time is aura, the hour. You know, you got to know the season. Now is the hour to awake. Now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. See, there is a time in your life when you have been asleep. And then there comes a time when you need to awake. You know, it says that God has winked at the ignorance of man in times past, but now he calls all men to repentance, right? When you sleep, you sleep. Right? But when God calls you to awake, now is the time to come to your senses, right? The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, let us put on the armor of light. And this is what I you know, when I read these things, I think of prophecy and of the end times, right? And we are not in the end times, believe it or not, not yet, though they could be very near. But I have not seen any, you know, people point to Israel becoming a nation. Yes, that is a prophesied event. But